This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Since October, about 3 million Americans have bought health insurance through a state or federal exchange under the Affordable Care Act. But it's been hard to know how the prices of those plans stack up against the insurance market overall. A new report out this morning from PricewaterhouseCoopers makes the picture clearer. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Here's the headline. The average premium on an exchange is lower than the average premium of an employer-sponsored health plan. PwC's CeCe Connolly says when the exchanges opened in October, there was concern these new products might be flimsy and expensive.
That's one of the misperceptions out there, that somehow they're bare bones or you're not really getting adequate medical insurance.
Connolly says even when you factor in all the out-of-pocket costs, the average top-tier gold and platinum plans are similar to employer ones, just how insurers want it.
They see an opportunity to capture new customers, and we believe part of the strategy was to go ahead and be competitive.
But Matt Isles with Avalere Health says there is a but.
One of the big ways that the insurers have achieved this is by having a more limited choice or a narrow network of providers.
Isles says restricting doctor choice is how insurers keep costs down. He says if exchanges do well, he can imagine the 156 million people who get insurance at work may one day find themselves shopping on private exchanges a lot like the public ones. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.